Hey there, I'm Lauren, and you're listening to the Podcast Manager Show, a podcast for podcast managers. Each week, we cover the technical and tactical aspects of running a profitable podcast manager business. With over 90,000 new shows starting each month, podcast managers are in demand. I mean, in demand. And I'm here to help you land your dream clients while reaching your monthly income goals without working like crazy. Are you ready? Let's get to today's episode. Hey there, welcome to the Podcast Manager Show. In this episode, we are talking about discovery calls. Now, discovery calls are an integral part of your podcast management business, but it's honestly not a topic we talk a lot about on the podcast. It is a reoccurring conversation we have inside of my program, the Podcast Manager Program, but it has been a while since we talked about it on the show. So I thought, you know what, let's go back to discovery calls and talk about how you can run your discovery calls so that you feel like you really rock them and you land clients in the end. So if you're not really familiar with a discovery call, or maybe you aren't doing discovery calls right now, a discovery call is the time and the place that you are going to see if a potential client is a good fit for you, and they also will be deciding if you are a good fit for what they're looking for. So if you haven't done discovery calls yet, and maybe you are landing clients via DM or on some sort of freelance website, or like you're just communicating with them through email and then you're starting the project, that can work, right? You can land clients that way. But running a discovery call is going to fast track you into landing clients that you really enjoy. And it is going to help you to just land people because, you know, if you are only running it through email, then people tend to be in more of a rush. If they don't want to get on a call, it might be because they're in a rush to hire, and that doesn't usually end up going very well because then they rush into it and they're not really thinking about what they need and they're just not as intentional. But when you can take a minute to get on a call, connect, see what they're looking for, and send them a proposal based on that conversation, things are just so much more intentional and thought through, and it really can lead to a successful relationship. So those are some of the purposes behind a discovery call: to see if they're a good fit for you, and also to get the information you need to write a proposal. But another reason as to why just doing discovery calls in general is a good idea, even if you're nervous, even if you're introverted, right, is because then the person can connect, the potential client can connect with you just one-on-one, right? They can put a face to the name, and that really helps with them trusting you and giving you more work and understanding the value of your service. So I highly, highly, highly recommend running discovery calls. And one question you might have is, well, okay, how long should my discovery calls be? And I think your discovery calls can be anywhere from 20 to 30 minutes, because if we're really on there to just connect quickly and then get information about what they're looking for so we can write a proposal, we don't have to take an hour to do that. We really do not. And so I would schedule your discovery calls to last anywhere between 20 or 30 minutes. And if you find that the client is, you know, the potential client is asking you a lot of questions and it's dragging on, then you can use different phrases like, hey, I know I want to be really respectful of your time and we're about at the end of our time, or we're now officially over our time. And so I want to just ask you a couple more questions so I can get the information I need and then send you a proposal. So you can use phrases to kind of keep people, you know, contained to the amount of time that you're supposed to be. Because what you'll find is if you just get on the call and you just start answering questions, the client can actually become more confused about what they really need, because they're just like, they're picking your brain and you also might not be super clear with your answers. And so making sure to remind yourself that the point of the discovery call is to connect, just get in front of each other, talk a little about who you are, and then understand what they're looking for and saying, okay, great, this is our next step. So I'm going to break this down for you in four steps. That was kind of an overview of what it's going to look like, but I want to break it down for you in four steps so you can really apply this immediately to your business if you're not already doing all of these things. So number one, I want to say is it's totally normal to feel nervous before a discovery call. I don't know what the percentage is. Probably 70% of people will be nervous before a discovery call. And that also could be the client. the client, potential client might be nervous. They might not really like getting on calls. So just acknowledge that and know, like, that's all right. And if it helps you to say, okay, I'm just going to like do my best. I'm going to put my best foot forward and that's all I can do, right? Use the techniques that you know on how to kind of pull out that courage and confidence to get in front of someone and know that even if you don't know everything, you can still help your client. You can still help this potential client. And so if you come into a discovery call or really any conversation with a potential client feeling as if you have to know all the answers, you're going to be disappointed in yourself. So know that it's not expected for you to know all of the answers to every question. And even when you don't, you can help people. They can hire you and pay you money even when you don't know everything. So I like to remind myself about those facts before I get into a conversation. But I also like to just remind myself like, hey, this business is fun and I'm here to connect with people. I'm here to have a good time. And so I'm going to take a deep breath and I'm going to see, do I connect with this person? Do I connect with their message? Honestly, if they make me feel any sort of way, then that can be like kind of an orange flag, right? Like I had a discovery call one time where the client was like, well, why should I hire you as my strategist when you don't make as much money as I do? And in the moment, I was like, oh, that hurt. And I was like, yeah, I don't make as much money as them. That's obvious. But what that told me was like, okay, is there something I need to learn from this, right? And do I want to work with this person? So I ended up not wanting to work with that person because they were just kind of too abrasive for my style. But that's not everybody, right? Maybe, you know, someone else is going to be like, you know what? I have an answer for that. That whole situation taught me a lot, actually. But when you get on a call and maybe you get into conversation and you're like, oh, this person is right up my alley. I love this, right? Or they're just not. They're just not. And you didn't know that from their social media presence. That's okay. That's okay. So number one, know that it's totally normal to feel nervous. And yet you can still do this. Remind yourself, even if I feel all of those feelings, I can still do this and I can still do it well. Okay. Number two is you want to start the call by introducing yourself. And this is really counterintuitive to some people. They want to let the client talk about themselves. They don't want to like, oh, it's not about me, right? But whenever we start a call off by saying, hey, Sandra, it's so great to connect today. I want to tell you a little bit about myself, and then I'd love to hear about you and your show and what you're looking for. When you start it off that way, the client can go, oh, this person is ready to take care of me. This person is not going to make me start the call. They're going to start the call and I can chill. Right. And so whenever you just can introduce yourself, hey, my name's Lauren. I am a podcast manager for, you know, business owners. And what I really love to do is manage your podcast. You know, I also have four daughters and I love da da da. Like four sentences about you and your business. And they get to just hear you talk for a second and you build some credibility, you build a little bit of value for them. But ultimately, they just get to get a feeling of who you are. And like I said, it's very short, right? It's very short. And then you can say, okay, so I know you told me in the form that you submitted that your show is called this, but can you tell me a little bit more about it? Or I know you were wanting to launch a new show. That's really exciting. Do you have an idea of when you want to launch? And you can just go into their show. And I love on a discovery call to hear a client talk about their show because it's something that they really love. And so they get to kind of brag a little bit on their show. And so that can be a great place to start. But then tip number three is you then want to have a list of things that you need to write a proposal so that when you're having this conversation, you're getting some of this information. But then you can look down and say, okay, yeah, I got an idea of how long their episodes are. I got an idea of maybe when they want to launch. I got an idea of kind of what they're looking for social media wise. And you can make sure that you're checking off the things that you're going to need to write a proposal. And that even can build some credibility for you if you guys are talking for a couple minutes and maybe they're going on and on about something and you're trying to like reel them in. And you can say, hey, let me look at my list real quick to see if I'm getting everything I need. You know what? Actually, we haven't talked about show notes yet. Is that something that you're looking for? And you can redirect them to like your checklist, essentially, that you're going to need filled out for the call, and you can keep the call moving in the right direction. So that's tip number three, is make sure you have a checklist make sure you have the questions that you need answered to write a proposal afterwards. My fourth tip is, once you do have all of that stuff, and the call now can be over, right? You don't need to chat forever. You don't need to connect with them for 45 minutes. What you do then is let them know what the next step is. What can they expect from you after this? So you need to tell them, I'm going to send you a proposal. Because then they know, okay, I don't need to do anything else. They're going to send this to me and then I'm going to review it. So you can say, okay, I got everything I need and I'm going to send you a proposal in the next, when can they expect it, right? And if it's going to take you, you know, 3 days, that's okay, but tell them, right? It doesn't need to be sent to them an hour after. It doesn't need to be sent to them, you know, 2 hours after, but you need to let them know. Like you can say, hey, I'm going to send this to you by the end of the day. I'm going to send this to you by the end of tomorrow. Or hey, you can expect to get this on Thursday. Let them know and don't, actually, this is a personal pet peeve. Don't say something that you can't fulfill, right? That's a big thing not to do in the beginning, especially, is make sure you're setting a date and a time that you know you can deliver on, right? Under promise, over deliver when it comes to due dates. So make sure you truly are giving yourself enough time to write this proposal. If you're in the early stages of this business, then you might want to get some feedback from somebody. So buffer in maybe a little bit of that. But I honestly think 48 hours is a great turnaround for a proposal. It's soon, but you have some time probably to get it done. So that would be my recommendation. If you just love to know, just tell me what to do, Lauren. So let them know what is next, which is sending them a proposal and when they can expect to hear from you. And then, you know, you can end the call by saying, again, Sandra, it was great to connect with you. I'm excited to chat with you more on email, and then say bye. I have found that even if you aren't necessarily a born leader, when you lead a discovery call, you instantly build credibility. You instantly build trust with your client because they feel like, okay, good. I don't have to know what to ask them. I don't have to know what to say. They may never hired a podcast manager before, right? We have to remind ourselves of, like, our clients might not know really like what we do fully and, you know, and what to expect. So whenever we can, even if we can do it in our natural, you know, our natural talking voice, we don't have to be like somebody that we're not, right? But whenever we lead the call and let them know those next steps, that goes such a far way in building our credibility and the value behind our services. So highly, highly recommend that to you. Now, a while back, Sarah Whitaker and I did a mock discovery call, and that is inside of the Podcast Manager program. If you are not in the program with us, you are welcome to join. You can find that information at laurenwrighton.com/join. But we did a mock discovery call where one of us was the client, the other person was a podcast manager, and you can see how different scenarios can play out on a discovery call. If that type of, you know, example would be really beneficial to you, then again, you can check that out inside of PMP. Now, it was so great to chat about discovery calls. I love this conversation. If you have any further questions or maybe situations that you found yourself in and you weren't sure how to handle them, then let me know on Instagram. I'm at Lauren Wrighton, or you can comment below the YouTube video and I'd love to hear from you there. All right, that's it for this episode, and I'll talk to you in the next one. I'm so glad that you joined me for this episode. Before you go, if you want to start making $5,000 a month without taking on a million clients, I have a special masterclass that is free just for you. Go get all the information, grab your seat at laurenwrighton.com/masterclass, and I'll see you there.